Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on off the ball.
Celtic could potentially be a brilliant club for them because they're not going out and spending 20 million, 30 million on players. They need to develop sort of their own. So he's a great opportunity there.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
I think they'll go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. I believe in Mike Hankey, and I suppose they're good at football. They just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12, I love playing 10. I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
No!
Thank you for all the supporters. Thank you for the team. Thank you, France. Merci la France. Merci les baguettes. Merci les croissants. Je vous aime. I love you.
Hello, hello. Happy Thursday and welcome to another episode of Word on the Street. For the second week in a row, we have a bit of an interesting one for you today. But first of all, I'm going to say hi to Susanna. Susanna, how are you?
I'm great, Eve. How are you?
I'm good. We're in a new studio, which is very odd, and it's a new location for us while there's a bit of work being done in the office. And
yes.
Yeah. So, although
I've seen a few comments on the Instagram saying our fans don't like the new studio, but we will be back. Not our fans specifically, but off the ball in general. We yeah. will be back in the old studio soon.
Yes, this new location is temporary, but the Watts team were on location a few weeks ago.
Well, that was very good.
Thank you. We were down in Clare Galway talking to two very exciting Irish athletes. So it was Susanna doing the filming and me and Rachel, who isn't here with us today. She's very busy working in Cork. And we were chatting to Kate and Emma Slevin. Emma is a gymnast who is currently studying in Minnesota. And Kate is a dual player. She plays Gaelic football for Galway and she plays soccer with Athlone.
Yeah, really interesting set of twins. I went down there with the expectation that they were going to be really similar. I suppose that's just what you have in your head when you think of twins, and that they were both going to be, you know, elite athletes and they'd be so similar and that's why they've both achieved such great things in their individual sports. But it's really interesting. They're actually just completely different people, which I suppose maybe explains how they've ended up in such polar opposite sports.
I was about to say that, yes, because you'd think maybe naturally they would have kind of gone toward the same sport. It might have been easier for their parents maybe if they had, but
yeah
two completely opposite kind of ends of a sporting spectrum. And they were, I mean, they knew it themselves and were so funny about it, and the differences between, like, I think you're going to hear later on, but we were asking Kate, would you have made it in gymnastics, and her face was something to behold.
Yes, absolutely dropped. Kate is also older, for anybody who's wondering, older by a couple of seconds, and apparently never lets Emma forget it. But yeah, she definitely plays a little bit of the older sister card in this interview. But it's a really interesting piece, really interesting how they got into the sports. Obviously, Kate went down the more traditional route of Gaelic and soccer, but how Emma kind of finds herself falling into gymnastics and at such a high level now, in a place that, or in a time that it was quite difficult to follow that path, was something that really stood out to me in the entire piece.
I feel even as well for Kate and being such a huge name in women's soccer in this country, because when you think of the state of women's soccer and women's gymnastics in Ireland back when these girls, who are only 20, kind of 23 years old, back when they were starting out, it is nothing like the kind of resources that we maybe take for granted and we see nowadays, that young girls can come up having role models and having lots of options to pursue these sporting careers. They really were that kind of initial generation of girls who were beginning to have these avenues open up for them in a more easily accessible way. And I mean, they are absolutely flying it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm just excited for people to listen.
Yeah, very much so. We've been sat on this for a couple of weeks now, getting it all ready. It was filmed just after Athlone won the double. So the girls were, listen, they were so excited. Emma was watching it herself from all the way over in Minnesota. And yeah,
I think Kate was on a 3-day bender by the time we were chatting to her, so yeah, she looks retired.
Day two.
That's why
I couldn't believe it when she said that. I was like, I've looked worse after 1-day benders. So yes. Listen, I'm very excited for everyone to get to know these two girls, who, and you will be hearing of them in the future. Two fantastic names, yeah, and two very, very promising Irish athletes.
Yeah, and if anyone listens to the pod and wants to kind of get the full picture, this is also up on the Off the Ball YouTube channel. It's a bit of a shorter version, but with all the visuals for everyone to see.
Susanna, the camerawoman, wanted to get that in there, our wonderful director.
Obviously. Spent too much work on this.
So perfect. And from everyone on Word on the Street, we really hope you enjoy this very special episode. So I mean, I suppose we're here, this is Clare Galway JA Club, but we're here with Kate Flevin, who has just won a double with Athlone Town League and the Cup now just this weekend, as well as still playing with Galway LGFA. Obviously your twin sister is a gymnast in the States, she's in the States now. First of all, how are you? It's been a mental weekend. Yes. How are you feeling?
Tired, very tired, but it's worth it. It was brilliant. Great crack.
And for anyone, I guess, who doesn't know, it was Athlone's fourth straight final.
Yeah.
Now, you were involved in it. Is this? Were you involved in it in the one last year?
Or? Yeah. 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 I've been at all four. They're all so different, every single one of them. But which this year was probably the first year we won it. So the second one, just because it was like so unexpected, and like we were such underdogs going into it. It was penalties and all. It's like a movie.
Do you feel like you're no longer underdogs?
Yeah, definitely. It was such a different feeling going into it this year. Like, it was kind of scary. I didn't really like going in as like being the favourites or whatever, but that was grand.
So we're back here in Clare Galway GA, which is where you grew up. So kind of going from playing in Tala, being the favourites to win a cup, winning the cup, winning the double, kind of coming back to where you initially grew up playing Gaelic football. Like, what do you feel when you walk back here? Is it just very normal to you still?
Yeah, I think it's just so normal because I've played football like my whole life. It's like every year I play it with all my friends, so I used to come up here as well by myself, just taking frees and stuff. Like, it's just such a normal place to be. I always come up here.
Yeah, did you start off playing football or soccer? So for the context of the interview, we're going to call soccer.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
to differentiate.
Please. Okay.
Because you're saying you don't like when you call it Gaelic, you prefer football.
I prefer football and soccer. Yeah. Yeah.
Which did you start first?
I feel like it might have been soccer. It was like the new Soccer Sisters thing. I don't know if you remember that, but
oh no,
it was like early enough soccer team for the girls, because we had to train with the boys and we were like for our first year. I'd say I was about 6 or 7 around then, and then football, I can't even remember. Probably around the same. We were always doing something though, every day.
Oh, did you do other sports as well?
Yeah, I played everything. Camogie, handball. I loved handball actually. Kickboxing. Like, don't know why I don't kickboxing, like, but yeah, everything.
So all throughout kind of growing up and at school, was there a day where you weren't playing sports?
No, there was like, I don't know how I did, like, we talk back about it now, but like, we used to play like 2 games in a day, and like you're going training every single day and you don't get tired. And like if I did that now, I'd be dead. So yeah.
You know, we're going to be talking to Emma later on, and we'll probably chat more then about growing up, but was it a real competitive environment between the two of you?
I actually don't think so, because she kind of went and done her own sport very early. I think if we did stay playing the same sport, like, we'd kill each other. But we weren't actually that competitive. I don't know. I was always better anyway, I think, but
she, said like, you know, a real competitor. Yeah.
No, yeah, I think if she stayed playing, we would have definitely had fights all the time. Definitely.
So I know you did gymnastics for what, a week or a month,
yeah,
when you were younger. Why wasn't it for you?
I was just so bad at it. I couldn't understand, like, I couldn't do any of the flips or anything. I think I might have been scared to do it, and I was not flexible at all, and I didn't want to try and get flexible because it was too sore. We played camogie and football and soccer together until we were about 8, I'd say, and then Emma went and she just did gymnastics, so I never saw her then.
Do you think it was because you were both wanted to be really good and you didn't want to be involved in the same sports as well?
Yeah,
was there a bit of that?
Yeah, there could have been. And I remember the gymnastics were saying, like, when I'd done it for like a week, and they were like, oh, Emma's really good, and like, we think she should like proper focus on moving up to a next level or whatever. And then my mom was like, what about Kate? And No, they were like, no.
Better off to the field sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it nice in a way to go separate ways? Because I imagine when you have a twin, you do so much together.
Because we were in the same friend group in school and all. We had all the same friends and everything. So like the only break really we got was when she went training or whatever. I would hate if people were comparing me and Emma because like, I don't know, just can't be judging us.
Do you get more nervous preparing for your own games before you go on or watching events that she's taken part in?
Oh, I can't watch that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like my mom. I don't really understand it either. I just see her flipping around and I'm like, don't fall, because I know falling is bad. But yeah, no, I wouldn't really get nervous in my own games like as much as I would watching her. Yeah.
And is it nice being able to like lean in, getting her advice on things because she knows exactly what you're up with in elite sport?
Yeah, I think as well, with her sport, with gymnastics, like it's way more pressure. Like they do all this training, like so much training, and then they spend like 90 seconds on a little beam, and if they fall then it's like ruined. So yeah, no, she's really good at handling pressure and all of them. She's good at that.
Because obviously you grew up and you still do play team sports. Were you ever in an environment where it was just you and kind of yourself playing
a
sport? Do you think you wouldn't like that?
No, I don't know if I'd be able for it. I just love the crack, you know, having the chats in the dressing room and everything. I don't think I'd be able to do the individual sports or anything because it's such a mental battle with yourself.
Personality-wise, so are you quite different in that way?
Yeah, yeah. I think people would say that, yeah. She's a lot more quieter, I think, in like public settings.
And so kind of growing up playing primarily, I suppose, soccer and football, and now making kind of a career out of it for you, like for yourself, did you have an anticipation when you were younger that you would have to choose, or did you always kind of know, I want to keep playing both of these?
No, I always wanted to play both. It was only like within the last 2 years that I actually realised like I can't do both at the one time. When I was growing up, I always thought I'd be able to play both, and even though managers are telling you, oh, you can't do both, you can't do this, you can't do that, I always felt I could.
Was there, because you moved from Galway yourself in 2022 to Athlone, what kind of prompted that change, being so integrated in Gaelic in Galway, or sorry, football in Galway?
That's a really long story how I left Galway, but it was basically that they didn't want me playing both or whatever, so I just, and then I just played football, and then Athlone rang me again when we got knocked out of the football, and we're like, what are you saying? And like when it happened, it was actually a weird thing because all of my friends were still in Galway. And like I just, it was weird for me to be like, oh yeah, I'll sign for a different team, because I think at then like no one my age really was moving out of their counties, and I just said why not, like there's only a few months left of the season, and they were going well, so I signed for them. I knew like one or two of the girls there because I played Irish camps with them, but yeah, that was the start of it.
So you represented Ireland kind of at youth levels up to, is it under 19s?
Yeah,
or
under
19s. What was that like when you kind of first get that kind of call?
That was so fun. Yeah. All the age groups, we kind of had like the same kind of group the whole way up, so like we're still like best friends to this day, but yeah, that was so fun, like going on the trips away, and like it's a cool experience, like it's something that's different, like you know when you're just living with the team for like 2 weeks and then you just go home and you don't see them for like 3 months and then you go back living with them, and my best friend was always on the camps with me, so yeah, it was great crack.
And so this year you played with Galway. Yeah. Up until that semi-final defeat, I was working on it. It was heartbreaking,
that was
I'd
awful,
say.
Yeah.
And then when you get knocked out of the football, you go and play soccer. Is there any grief then from the girls in Athlone because you missed the start of the season?
I don't think so, because like I'd be really friendly with all of them. Like even though there was loads of new girls in this year that I didn't know, and they were, I'd say the girls that I was friends with were like talking about me or whatever, and they were probably thinking, who's that one? Why is she coming in now or whatever? But. No, because I was supporting them all through the first part of the season and I would talk to them every day nearly. So, yeah, no, they were fine with me coming back in. And I think they wanted me back in.
And your first game back at Athlone was a Champions League game against Cardiff. Athlone's first time, the women's team in the Champions League, and the first time that Europe came back to Athlone since the 80s. Did you feel a weight of that, or what was the excitement level like?
No, I was kind of just chilling on the bench. I was like, this is class. I was just looking up at the stand and all, and it was unreal. I was just kind of there for the experience and trying to take it all in. And then I had to go on, and I was like, oh my God, I haven't played in like 6 months. This is going to be awful.
Does it come back naturally, the rhythm of soccer compared to football?
No, I think soccer's a bit harder to get back into it, especially the speed of the game we were playing that day. Like, Champions League after 6 months of not playing was not a good idea. But, no, it was grand. Like, I think I had so much adrenaline. But I was just flying around the pitch.
And it's like a semi-professional
yeah.
that you're playing at the League of Ireland. Is becoming like a professional footballer for you the dream?
No, not for me. Really? I don't think so, yeah. I just love playing it. I don't think I'd want to make it my full-time job because I like going to college and having a break from soccer, having a break from football, just to take your mind off it.
So it's more of a hobby is being too light, you know, playing that, but yeah. It's not something you can see yourself.
Well, you can't ever say never, but I just think I like switching my life up a bit. If it was just fully soccer, I don't know if I'd be mentally able for that at the minute.
So where do you see yourself, I suppose, in 5 years' time, hypothetical?
Winning All-Ireland with Galway, hopefully. That's the big goal.
So that's the next one?
I think so, yeah. Well, I don't know. Changes every day, but I think that's one I'm missing and I would love to get.
Do you ever think Emma could come back here and we'd see the two of you playing for Clare Galway again?
I reckon she'll have a comeback when she's finished with gymnastics and she'll be one of the best players.
And that'll be the takedown of Kilburn.
Yeah, hopefully. She'll be the key.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, Queen! You're muted.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
Sorry, hi, I'm Eve.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
Morning.
Morning.
So we've been chatting to Kate all morning kind of around Clare Galway, and now we're finally chatting to Emma. So where in the world are you?
I'm in the United States right now, in Minnesota. So I've just moved here about 2 months ago, not even. I think it's been like 6 weeks. So pretty new for me, but yeah, it's been an adjustment away from home, but I'm loving it so far.
Why did you decide on Minnesota?
I did some visits to other places. So I went to California, Berkeley, and I went to Clemson, but I just really liked Minnesota. I liked the team, and they offer so much here. They've got a brand new like facility, and the academics were good. So, you know, when you're offered a full scholarship, it's hard to turn it down. But yeah.
I think Kate was hoping you'd go to California.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah, I think so too.
We were asking as well, we were saying to Kate, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask?
Me to her?
Yeah.
Do you miss me?
Oh my God. I'm joking, I do, of course. I feel like I haven't talked to you much at all.
I know, yeah, because you're never on your phone.
Yeah, time difference.
Yeah.
You're busy though with your new life and new.
Was it a big kind of jump to move like to a different continent, really? Had you done a J1 or anything, or is this your first kind of exposure to America?
It's been a huge jump. I think I didn't really realize how much different it is here. Like, I've never done a J1. I've been away from home for like months at a time for competitions and stuff, but it's different when you actually like move and live here. I don't think I realized that before. And it's great, like, but it's definitely an adjustment that I wasn't expecting. But yeah, I think the time difference is what's getting me, because I've been here like, I think the longest I've been in the States is like nearly 3 weeks. But you can always see an end to it, to the time difference. Whereas now it's like, it's part of my life. Like, I just have to get used to when to contact home and everything. So, yeah.
So I guess for anybody who doesn't know, you're an artistic gymnast?
Yeah.
And you've been doing gymnastics since you were kind of 6 or 7 years old. What made you fall in love with it and keep it up for as long as you have, to this extent now where you are? This is your kind of profession, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think for me, like, it was just so different from all the other sports we tried, because we kind of tried all of them, I think, around the area. So For me, it was like, because it's like, I don't know, it's more of like an individual thing, but it's also a team thing. So I kind of liked how you had a bit of both. You know, I liked seeing the small improvements every day. It was easy to like, you know, track myself getting better. And I was like, even though I was so young, I really liked the feeling of like achieving like a new move, or I don't know, my first competition, I remember, it was just so exciting. So I think that for me, I just liked the adrenaline rush I got from it.
So we were talking earlier about it being kind of an individual sport versus like a team sport like football or soccer. But do you still feel like you have a team aspect of it?
Yeah, I think especially now that I'm competing in the NCAA, it's like so team focused, and it's new for me, but I really, really enjoy it. It's something that I never really had before. Like I do compete on a team sometimes, but it's not like, even when you're on the team, it's still individual when you compete with the elite. And I'm still doing that, but to have the team now in the NCAA it's such a cool experience, and I love it. And it's something I wish I could have experienced sooner, but it's nice to have both, that balance between team and individual.
So between your studies and your sports and the time difference, we were able to watch the Athlone match on Sunday?
I was.
Did you?
I was actually, we were in training and the match started, and I asked them, could I like set my phone up in the corner of the gym? So I'd walk over and check every now and then, and then, so it was good. Like I had the speaker on, so I could hear what was happening.
there was never any, you were never tempted to commit yourself to football or to soccer?
I was definitely tempted. I mean, like, I feel like for us, gymnastics is so different, and it was hard to see like a future, because no one really like went that far in the sport before like our time. So for like us as young people looking at like the path for soccer and football, and then the path for gymnastics, the path for football and soccer was more clear. Like there was more of a structure back home. So to kind of commit to gymnastics it was different when I was younger. I feel like now it's more of like a popular sport and like there's pathways put in place. But when I was like 9, 10, that just wasn't there. So there was times where, you know, football and soccer to me was like the easier option. But for whatever reason, I decided with gymnastics, and now I'm here. So,
do you think the likes of Rhys kind of winning his medal at the Paris Olympics and everything that's happening in the world of gymnastics now is going to make it easier for maybe the next generation of gymnasts, like girls who are maybe 6, 7, 8 years old now, to kind of come up and say, this is a legitimate option for me?
Definitely. I think, you know, since me and a few other girls from Galway, like we were the first team to go to Europeans in 2018 as a junior like team. And we were only 15, but that was such a huge achievement for gymnastics as a sport in Ireland. And we didn't realize it at the time. But since then, like we've just been making these small achievements. Rhys has been making some big ones. But even things like making world finals, like that increases like, you know, the publicity and the funding for us, as like, you know, the female side. So I think it's really like they've managed to put a pathway in place for young gymnasts now, so that, you know, they can, it's not like for me when I was younger, it's like a bit of a gray area, and now it's like a path that they can follow. So I think that's going to really help.
So obviously being in America now, we're looking ahead to the 2028 Olympics. You didn't get to go to Paris. Are you working toward LA 2028, or is that even in your head right now?
It's definitely in my head right now. I'm on a team here with a two-time Olympian, and she's also going for LA, so I think putting myself in an environment where I'm training every day with, you know, someone of that level, and I definitely think I have the ability. But for me, I'm just trying to take it 1 year at a time. So like this year I kind of set out of some international elite competitions. I did one in Paris a few weeks ago and it went really well, but yeah, next year I'm gonna focus in on the elite again, see how it goes, take it 1 year at a time. But qualifications in 2 years, and I'm here for 2 years, so I think this environment that I'm training in is going to really help me, and I'm excited to see where it brings me. But yeah, it's definitely in my sights.
Why did you decide not to do much elite competitions kind of last year?
The cycle between Tokyo and Paris felt really long, so I just kind of wanted to take a year to just focus on recovering my body and not putting pressure on myself to, you know, be ready to compete for 4 years in a row. So I took the year to just kind of build on like my difficulty and my confidence. And I think I've done a good job with that. So I'm excited for next year, the next 2 years until, you know, qualification for LA. It kind of broke it up a bit for me and just helped me build my confidence. So I'm ready to go next year.
And when you were kind of 6 or 7 years old, or maybe a little bit older, so you're still in Clare Galway, did you have kind of an idea of, yeah, this is what I want to aim for, or were you just kind of enjoying it at that age?
I think I was just enjoying it. I think when I got a bit older, it was something I think maybe when I was like 10, I was like, yeah, I'm going to the Olympics. And then when I was a bit older than that, I was like, wait, that's actually really difficult to do. Because when you're young, you don't realize the steps it takes. But when I almost qualified to Tokyo, I was like, okay, wait, like, maybe I can do this. And then missed out on Paris. But, you know, it's just small changes I can make every day to bridge the gap between qualifying and between, you know, Paris and LA. So I think I'm older now, so I feel like I know what I need to do to get there. I'm in a good environment. And so younger me had no idea what she was talking about, but I think it's definitely something she dreamed of for sure.
So yeah. Do you think that playing such different sports sort of helped in going up in a small village, that you're very much different people?
I think absolutely. I don't think, like, I think it's great. I'm so happy we chose different sports because we're both so competitive, and I don't know how that would have worked out. I think we're competitive, but I think if we were competitive in every aspect of our lives, that wouldn't be good. I think especially being from a small village, in school, like, she was always a soccer player and then I was always the gymnast, so it was nice to have our own like identities.
I think we're both kind of driven, like, very driven, and like, you know, we want to push ourselves to the best we can. I can see you definitely do that.
Yeah, I think you do too. I feel like we're the same but different in that way. Like, I'm a bit of a perfectionist, but I still like drive for, like, you know, that perfection, whereas Kate, like, probably not as much of a perfectionist, but she keeps chipping away at, like, you know, getting better. And so we're both like driven, but like kind of in different ways.
And could you see that in yourselves from an early age?
Oh, I can't remember. I think younger, we were just like wild. I don't think we had.
Yeah, we were all over the shop.
Yeah, we didn't really have all these big ambitions. They kind of just fell into place, I guess, when we like started like performing. So yeah, I don't know.
Brilliant. Listen, thank you so much, Emma. This is fantastic. And best of luck for all of next year.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye, Emma.
Bye.
Oh, wait.
Nice question, actually, while you're there. Is my car still there?
Yeah, hasn't moved.
Okay, thanks. Okay.
Recording stopped.
Oh. I think they'll go all the way to the final, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. I believe in my county, and I suppose they're good at football. They just have to believe in themselves.
I love playing 12, I love playing 10. I love being on the pitch, to be honest.
Are you confident?
Absolutely not.
No!
Thank you for all the supporters. Thank you for the team. Thank you, France. Merci la France. Merci les baguettes. Merci les croissants. Je vous aime. I love you.